There once was a college student who was struggling in many areas of his life. He spent a great deal of his time feeling very angry and frustrated. And when he could stand it no longer, the emotions just bubbling up inside him to the point where he had to do something with his anger. He went to the campus chapel, not used by too many people. He went inside and it was a little dusty, seldom used, and he paced up and down the aisles with his bitterness inside him. He yelled, he cried, angry at God. He said, "God, you created this world. And what could you possibly have been thinking? Look at all the people around me. All the problems that people face. Look at all their pain and their suffering and their anger. Look at the hunger and the violence, the neglect and the waste and the abuse. Everywhere I look, I see messed up people, hurting people, lonely people." The young man ranted and raved on. And finally, exhausted, he sat in the front pew of that dusty chapel. And he looked hopelessly at the cross. Its tarnished surface reflected the dusty sunlight filtering in through stained glass windows. And he finally said in despair, "It is all such a mess. This world that you created is nothing but a terrible mess. Why, I could even create a better world than this one." And then a still small voice spoke to him in that dusty chapel. Words that made his eyes wide open and his jaw drop. The still small voice said, "And that is exactly what I want you to do. Create a better world." Passed out some sheets of paper on the inside of the pews. Now that most of you have discovered what your gifts are, please take those pencils that you had. Thoughtfully reflect for just a moment. What ministries or areas of mission and ministry in the church do you think you might be interested in taking a part in over this upcoming